This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. You've heard me talking about GoToMyPC, the easiest, most intuitive remote access product available. If you have a Mac, you haven't been able to try GoToMyPC. Until now. GoToMyPC is now available for Mac users. It lets you remotely access your computer from any other computer. GoToMyPC for Mac was built for Mac users from the ground up. Now you can access your Mac from any other Mac or PC. All you do is go to mypc.com and your desktop instantly appears. With GoToMyPC brought to you by Citrix, you can retrieve a file on your Office PC from your Mac at home. Use any Mac application from a PC. I want you to go to MyPC free today. An exclusive 45-day free trial just for my listeners. Only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember, use the promo code Colin. Use the promo code Colin.
Douglas, glad to have you back in the studio.
Daddy is back in studio.
And now, Doug and Daddy show full strength.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Go bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Really? I'll tell you what. I got other ideas.
Everyone's back in studio, so let's get to the Doug and Daddy show. Y'all ready for this?
And good morning, everyone. It's a Friday. I don't know what's going on this weekend.
You know what? Some celebration going to carry over on into the weekend. That's what's going on, Douglas.
Big win for Big Red last night, and our phone lines are wide open. Reaction is there for you. 888-455-3776. We have not planned a lot of guests for today, and so we knew that we would have a Husker football to talk about. I don't know that we would think it was this good. It is funny, as we were talking to the press box last night in Manhattan, that because it was a Thursday night national game, on ESPN, a lot of the guys would be talking about how great Taylor Martinez is. This morning, they're comparing him to Denard Robinson. There's a segment comparing him to Michigan's can't-miss Heisman Trophy candidate. So your thoughts, 888-455-3776. Daddy's College and NFL selection, our Pigskin Pick'em. Chance to get a laptop computer from Premier Rental and Purchase if you can defeat us. Did we lose last week? We got two people.
You won.
I won, but we got two.
That. Two people in the drawing.
So we got
so
two
far.
In so far. There's no drawing. We got two people in though for the bowl championship at the end of the year. Plus, just by qualifying today, just by going up, Big Daddy's combo meal, Big Daddy's deli, yum yum. Wish there was one sitting here right now. 888-455-ESPN, and we always love your emails. Well, most of them. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Before we recap last night's game, Daddy, your thoughts? What you got something you want to say?
Well, no, you mentioned the segment that's on SportsCenter. Kirk Herbstreit goes out of his way to take Denard Robinson because once he reaches that second level, no one's catching him. Dear Kirk, have you watched Martinez? Anybody narrowing the gap on him, pal? I don't understand the argument. I mean, If you're gonna say, well, I think he's a little bit more elusive, up making people miss at the point of attack or something like that, that's fine. But don't say you think one's faster than you have no factual evidence to back that up. Neither one's getting caught in the open field.
It's weird because again, I think whoever the Heisman Trophy winner is this year is just not. You know, Taylor's playing great. Nobody ever heard of Denard Robinson before this year. And it's just the system that's setting these guys up to do some good things. I think there's going to be a lot of pluses, and I think there's going to even be a couple of negatives come out of the Nebraska football game last night. Again, I love what Taylor Martinez does. But we're talking college football kids, 18, 19, 20, 21, that are coming to play football and have the dream of making it to the next level. It's going to be hard to do if one guy is carrying the load all the time. I'd be interested to find out what Niles Paul is feeling this morning. He wanted the ball more. He didn't get the ball much. He didn't do much in special teams. They tried to get him the ball deep once. That was a Hail Mary fly pattern, one of only two incompletions last night. And it's great from the winning, you know, you want to win, but you also want to have be able to contribute.
I can't speak for Niles, but I don't know how Niles Paul feels.
I'm saying it's not just Niles.
You think Ben Cotton's? I mean, who do you think's upset?
Well, I think it's tough blocking every play. I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer here. I'm just saying if this he's a freshman. If this goes on for 4 years, you need to have Roy Helu be good. You need to have Rex Burkhead be good. You need to have the running backs in the future and the wide receivers in the future be good as well. But even in Nebraska's running heydays, Tony, they threw the ball more than seven times. 52 plays is all it took. Nebraska's. Again, I said this day one. They're not running a lot of offensive plays, so the ball doesn't have a chance to be distributed as much. Don't take this the wrong way, people. That's not what I'm saying. I've said this. Nebraska has not run very many offensive plays in any of their games this season. I mean, you get up in the 70s normally, and they maybe have been to the 60 mark once in their five games.
I'm saying in the 51 plays, we would have thrown the ball more last night. We didn't have to. That was point Nebraska. I mean, yeah, we would have loved the plan going in. We would have thrown the ball more. But Iowa or Kansas State was such a bunch of slappers. We didn't have to. We're just running all over them.
You have crunched the numbers. Nebraska will be how big of a favorite against Texas?
Looks like my lady, she's seven, right around there somewhere.
All right. Let's see.
That doesn't have last night's game included in it, so I'm thinking maybe 10 at home. I would say 7 to 10.
I think it's going to be one of the biggest. I think Texas will be, they'll tell us, we'll look it up, but this will be as big an underdog as Texas has been in a lot of games. A lot of games. If it approaches double digits, perennial powers aren't usually double-digit underdogs. K-State was a double-digit underdog last night. How are they 4-0?
Joke last night, you know, how bad is UCLA? You know, to go in there and butt bat heads with those guys for four quarters and K-State come out with a victory.
I just think you find a guy that's, I mean, Daniel, they didn't know how to stop Daniel Thomas. Nebraska did know how to stop Daniel Thomas, it looked like. Outside of the first drive of the ball game, he didn't do a whole lot.
Yeah, I think that first drive of the
63 yards.
They say that Kansas State showed absolutely zero that they'd ever showed before. So it was a constant changing and putting people up in different positions that they hadn't practiced all week and trying to stop that. So they're getting a feel for them that first quarter. The first drive they go down. And then what don't you think is a terrible call by Bill Snyder not giving Daniel when they need 2 yards? Can't the guy fall forward for 2 yards? Didn't they outthink themselves? I know everybody thought Daniel Thomas would get the ball. If Fagan Kaufman, he's no threat.
Yeah, Kaufman's not good. Kansas State did exactly what they wanted to do almost on the opening drive. They controlled 5 minutes of the clock, got the ball, marched it down the field, chewed up some yardage, got first downs, and then didn't take points to take the lead. Remember, with 4.5 minutes to go in the first half, this is a 7-3 football game. And it ends up 48-13.
Can you? 4th and 2 from the NU 25. Now they send Broderick Smith in motion. Kaufman fakes a handoff. Going to run to the near side. Kaufman leans, dives. He didn't get it. I don't think he's there. He's short. Crick and David make the tackle. It's a 1 yard gain. They needed two, and the black shirts have held on the opening drive of the game. Taylor Martinez. There's the snap. Taylor back to throw. Hold set. Throws downfield. Pass. Caught McNeil to 20. Mike McNeil trying to cut away from the safety. Zimmerman, he does. Down to the 13 yard line. Lemieux finally makes a tackle. It's a pickup on a play of 25 yards from the K-State 14. Snap back. Martinez nearly bobbles the snap. Recovers, gets free, 10-5, touchdown, Tanner Martinez. He nearly bobbles the snap, but recovers and scampers in there for 6 points, and the Huskers have claimed the lead. Trips to the far side on 3rd and 10 from the NU 43. Kaufman gets the snap. David on a blitz comes. He gets him, goes down. Kaufman sack. Levante David, second sack of the year. That stops the drive back at midfield. 1st and 15, Martinez in the gun. Fakes a handoff, keeps it himself. 30, 25, 20. There he's gone. 10, 5, touchdown, Nebraska. Tanner Martinez, second rushing touchdown of the day, and it's 13-3, Big Red.
Back to Tanner. He's going to quarterback run game it.
And he gets to the 20, cuts to the outside. There he goes. 30, 40. Martinez to the 50, 40-yard line, and knocked out of bounds at about the 35-yard line. He gets loose again. He's over 100 yards rushing in the day. 54 on that carry.
Ball close to the middle of the field. 39-yard attempt. Brett Maher to put it down. The snap down. The kick sailing toward the uprights, and the kick is good. It's 17-3. Kaufman rolls out, now launches a pass down toward the end zone. It's going to be, I think, picked off by Haig. That'll be his second pick of the season, and that ends the half. Quarterback keeper for Martinez up the middle. He's got a first down. There he goes. 40, 50, 40, 30. Nobody's going to catch Tanner Martinez, an 80-yard scamper. His third rushing touchdown of the day.
Kaufman in the gun. A bunch to the far side. Back to throw is Kaufman. Steps up. Being rushed. Gets hit. Goes down at the 26. A combined sack of Meredith and Allen that time. And the black shirts have held. Trips to the far side. Martinez turns, hands it off to Helu. He's got a seam. 40, 50. There goes Roy Helu to the 40, to the 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Yes. Touchdown, Nebraska. 68-yard bolt for Roy Helu, and the Huskers have now blown this one wide open, 30-3.
Trips to the near side. Martinez in the gun. Snap. Fakes the handoff. Back to throw is Martinez looking downfield. Throws downfield as a man out there. The pass is caught at the 40-yard line. Picked up inside there by Kyler Reed to the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Kyler Reed, his second touchdown catch of the year.
Martinez
keeps it himself. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Tanner Martinez, fourth rushing touchdown of the game. And the Huskers over 40 points against the Wildcats.
That is the biggest rushing night for a quarterback in Husker history.
Snap back to Cody.
Holds. Now he's going to take off and run. He's got room to go. 40. First down. 35. Cody Green, 30. Stood up and nailed at the 28-yard line. Knocked down there, but a heck of a scramble by Cody Green.
That last highlight was just for you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I thought they'd actually get him in a little sooner the way things were rolling along, but I guess no reason to, and we have seen the future, and it is number three, Tanner Martinez, 241 yards, 15 carries. That's 16 yards per carry, touchdown runs of 13, 35, 80, and 41. He was 5 of 7 passing, just 1 of 3 in the second half, though, Tony.
Oh, well, that
128 yards.
Put somebody else in there. Zach Lee's got to be ready to go if you have a performance like that.
Yeah, 1 of 3 in the second half. That's just not up to Nebraska standards.
What is their concern about after last night? I would say I joked on the way home, Husker fan out there, you want to call Brendan Stein and say, I was really disappointed in the kickoff return game. They returned the ball well up the field and put our defense, you know, out there instead of pinning them deep. Other than that,
it was special teams. Bo Pelini said he was disappointed in special teams last night. The few times that the ball was kicked away by K-State, Nebraska didn't do much with it. Maybe one good return in the kick and punt game last night. So that's the one part. We'll hear from Bo Pelini in part of his post-game press conference coming up in our next segment. But even when asked about Tanner Martinez, the first thing he says was, well, he made some mistakes, but... Instead of, yeah, he did a good job out there, but he's got a lot of room to improve. Special teams is one of them. And, again, if you want to nitpick, Tony, there are two things that are still out there. Has Nebraska played a good football team yet? Okay, that's one.
Fair.
Two, kind of going back to what I was saying earlier, where's the balance? Outside of the Idaho game where Martinez and Helu and Burkhead all carried for over 100 yards because Martinez didn't keep the ball as much in that football game, Levante David once again dominates defensively with 16 tackles. And it's been him every time now, it seems like. And it's Martinez on the offense. Everybody else is contributing. But when you see balance, you usually see different people take the lead. And it's usually, you know, tackles are 8-7-7-6-5. And that's not where it's at right now at Nebraska. And David's playing, I think... You look at it, Martinez and David are just playing that well right now. So hopefully that keeps up. It's, again, you don't know what to expect. I don't know what to expect when Texas rolls in next week either.
I think part of the defensive scheme is for those defensive linemen. From what they said last night, those defensive linemen are to take on the double teams and stand people up. That allows those linebackers to fly around and get to the football. They should rack up a bunch of tackles. And Levante David getting praise heaped upon him. Coach Eckler In the Lincoln Journal Star today, they've got a column in there that basically just says, "Hey, you know, for him to be drawing criticism and Pelini was hard on him, I guess it was after the South Dakota State game. You know, he's in his fifth game as a Husker, fifth game overall. He's making all the calls out there on that defense. He's doing it all from that linebacker position. One thing that's a little concerning to me is with the checks that Kansas State was making last night." Seemed to me like the defense would stand up and go to the sidelines.
Seemed? No, they did.
They would go to the and a lot of times they were late getting those calls back in. Kaufman kind of got into a deal of when Nebraska wasn't exactly ready or down set, snapping the ball and catch them off guard a little bit.
Dent Popper inbox, Dent Popper, home of the Armor Lining. Check him out on the bricks downtown Kearney. Get your vehicle looking sharp before the wind and the ice and the snow fly around. Hey, guys, Tom and Hastings says, just ignore Kirk Herbstreit. He's just like Beano Cook. In fact, the only good Beano is the stuff to get rid of your gas. Thanks. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, another big play I thought in the
front. Oh, hold on. I didn't say you could talk yet. Going back to the Dent Popper inbox, Scott Kearney said, Martinez for Heisman? What a joke. How many Heisman winners put the ball on the turf at least twice a game? I guess Niles might get recognized for the Heisman then. Scott Kearney. And I don't want to ruin it. I want to preview this. I do want to read it three or four times before we read it on the air. For some reason, we will have an email from H-Man from Riverdale. H-Man from Riverdale is has talked to us, and there's a few things he's going to talk about here, and we'll get to that. So there's other Husker news as well before we go into our break. The university is planning a $56 million expansion of Memorial Stadium to add about 5,000 seats and additional luxury suites. University officials released details this morning. Current capacity, 81,067. Nebraska has the longest sellout streak in college football, and the team is currently ranked 7th in the country. Nebraska officials say they plan to add between 2,000 and 2,200 seats in a new covered and heated section, and between 2,500 and 2,800 general seats. A new suite level on the east side of the stadium would allow for 400 to 500 more people. The project would be paid for by $40.5 million in private donations and $15 million in revenue bonds. It would be done before the 2013 football season.
I guess the Big Ten's got many larger stadiums. I guess you're trying to put a few more. I guess. I can't believe we got to do that, but whatever. If you're going to put $55 million, why not? Apparently you've got the money, so... Go ahead and do it.
Yeah, I mean, how much clutter can empty seats take up?
There you go. That's really surprising to me, but I guess if you're going to jump up to the big house and Ohio State and you want to match or get closer to matching Penn State, those venues in the Big Ten, maybe that's what you've got to do.
Daddy, we were coming back from Manhattan after the game last night, but evidently a heck of a good time at O'Malley's watching the ball game at the downtown Kearney Center. They enjoyed the taco bar at halftime. They got to yell. They got to jump up and down. There was dancing. There was partying. I heard they had a guest DJ last night. I heard there was some special guests in the house. And you know what we say? That because it's all your friends. It's all the folks you know. And it's a good time at O'Malley's. The spot for good times, and it's finally Friday. Can you do it again, folks? There's no better way to kick off your weekend than with Happy Hour at O'Malley's. Celebrate the start to your weekend with Happy Hour. Drink specials, nachos, tasty wingies from 5 until 7. Come hang out with the gang and escape to O'Malley's. It's Kearney's downtown tradition. You saw it again over homecoming last week for UNK. Before you head out to the game or before you have a great weekend, start it off the right way. Maybe the whole weekend's at O'Malley's. See the gang. Bethany, Shannon, and the rest of the gang down there at O'Malley's. Happy Hour every Friday from 5 to 7. Drink specials all weekend long.
You know, the music mix is like none other at O'Malley's. You got hip-hop. You got the 80s. You know, just a classic. What good listening music.
You get the right crowd in
there.
Dirty country.
Yeah, I mean, it's just all over the place. You don't know.
888-455-ESPN. I wonder where the Zach Lee people are. I don't know. We're going to find out. H-Man from Riverdale mentions him in his email. We'll hear from Coach Bo Pelini. It's all coming up after this.
Polaris is having a really big sale. In fact, we're having a factory-authorized clearance, which means you can get up to $1,200 in rebates and great financing on select 2010 and prior year vehicles like the Sportsman XP, the Ranger XP, and the Ranger Razor. You see, Polaris knows what you want to hear, and that is that right now you can get up to $1,200 in rebates and great financing on select Polaris vehicles. I mean, really, what's the point in telling a lame joke when you got deals like this? We also know that radio commercial hype can't excite you the way a great deal on a Polaris does. It's not like you're going to crank up the volume for a jingle, right? But we're willing to bet you turn up the volume to hear that deal again. Well, it's your lucky 10 seconds, because we're going to give it to you one more time. The Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance, where you can get up to $1,200 in rebates and great financing on select 2010 and prior year vehicles. Going on now. Offers end October 31st. Rebates vary by model. See participating dealer for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for on-road use.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Hungry?
A great meal is closer than you think.
Come on in.
Head on over to Sapp Brothers on I-80.
Where you're always welcome to be our guest.
Just imagine sinking your teeth into a perfect chicken fried steak.
Not just any chicken fried steak, but chicken fried steak that's huge, homemade, and one of the best you'll find around.
Because at Sapp Brothers, we're more than just a travel center. We're a great restaurant, too.
And we'd love for you to be our guest.
So stop by.
In Odessa on I-80, exit 263. Just look for the big coffee pot.
You're always welcome at Sapp Brothers.
Come on in.
Be our guest at Sapp Brothers.
Sunshine develops across the area today with a high of around 90 with south winds developing at 5 to 15. For tonight, skies turn partly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower or storm late with a low near 50. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Right now, 73.
I'm through with standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs and a bathroom I can play baseball.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We will touch on some of the other sports that's going on and has went on over the weekend and coming up this weekend. High school football going on tonight. We're looking forward to that. Should have some good matchups on our airways, ESPNSuperstation.com. You can listen to any of them on the computer, on your radio. Find out where we're broadcasting as we head into the home stretch. Just a couple of weeks left to go after tonight. So all of that, we're going to get to H-Man's from Riverdale's email here in just a second. Daddy selections and pigskin pick'em for the week.
But Doug, first I've got to tell you, you know already this week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, the first Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday month of Complete Nutrition, preferred member days. You miss that. I know it. You miss that 22% off. Don't worry, because they got 30% off all protein powders still going on today. Whether you're looking for V-Core, Titan, or Goliath. Hey, I don't know what you want, but they do. Jeff and the gang, Complete Nutrition, know exactly which one you want. For those wanting to build muscle mass, I'm telling you, they've got it for you. Highest protein, amino acid ratio for absorption, energy, and recovery, they've got it for you. You know, maintain hard muscles, they've got it for you. Complete Nutrition is where it's at. See one of their trained professionals, they're going to help you and every one of their customers look better, feel better, and perform better every day. Complete Nutrition, located just north of Sunmart in Kearney, or call 338-1-FIT. Or online at CompleteNutrition.com. Coming soon to Grand Island.
Damn you, Tim Lincecum. Let's do it. Let's read it. Let's get after it. It is time for our email from H-Man from Riverdale, who we haven't heard from in quite some time. So Here we go. H-Man from Riverdale. Stepford's. It seems not everybody was as giddy about last night's massacre in Manhattan as the rest of us. Here are a few newspaper outtakes from the land of Toto. From the Kansas City Star's Sam Mellinger. The school with fans too willing to tell you how great they are picked the absolute worst season to regain its power mojo. In the last year in the conference, Nebraska is going mid-1990s retro on us just in time to leave for the Big Ten Network. As much as the rest of the league despises the arrogance of Nebraska acting like it's now too cool for us, doesn't it feel a bit like it's true? This whole thing is playing out like a nightmare. Sam Mellinger, Kansas City Star. Kevin Haskin of the Topeka Capital Journal. You know where Topeka is?
Yeah, heard of it.
He says
about 50 miles down the road from
Manhattan. He says, hey, do you remember Zach Lee? Didn't think so. He was the quarterback who kept the Huskers from blowing out opponents a year ago. Now at least the Cats have Martinez and the rest of the Huskers right where they want him in the Big Ten. The last 11 days we focused on Nebraska, said Bill Snyder, and now I know more about them than I want to. Life is good. Remember, I was right, you were wrong. Just accept it and move on. H-Man from Riverdale.
I love it. You just got to throw that in there at the end. I was right, you were wrong.
Thanks, perfect. H-Man. That's outstanding. Keep sending your emails, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com.
There's a penalty I thought was awfully big the first half as well when it went from being 3rd and 6 to 3rd and 1. For the Huskers when Kansas State jumped off sides. I think that maybe kept another drive alive. There were a lot of things that went in Nebraska's favor last night. Yeah, you were disappointed when they got down in the, I guess it would be the north end of the stadium, and they had the false start penalty. They had a delay of game penalty, then the false start penalty backed them up. But, boy, you're just searching to find negative things about last night's game. They controlled the line of scrimmage, and Martinez just doesn't need much of a hole. He finds one and just gets through it. And once he does, Denard Robinson, Taylor Martinez, sorry, Kirk Herbstreit, they're not going to catch either one of those guys. I'm sorry. I can't believe that's your argument.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Just a whole different ball game last night for Nebraska, rolling up just an immense amount of yardage last night. Tony, it's just, and the game didn't have many penalties in it either last night. The first accepted penalty wasn't until about the 4.5 minute mark in that ball game last night. And overall, there just weren't many. So it was nice to see it cleaned up in that aspect. It did end up 6 for 48 and 4 for 30, but most of those ended up being in the second half of the football game.
You know, once again, you look for the negatives, you can't find them. If you're a Nebraska fan right now, they played a ton of people last night, too. Ton of people were going in on that sideline. It was amazing to see the new people mixing in. And I guess if you're a starter, you want to play into the fourth quarter. You practice bust your butt all year long for 13, 14 days or whatever the football season is. You want to be on the field. But, you know, late in that third quarter, I'm thinking, get those guys out of there. I was with you, Doug, going, well, now a good time to put Cody Green, if you're going to get him reps and you want him to get reps. Why was Martinez playing in the fourth quarter? I don't know. But Jared Crick is also playing in the fourth quarter, something I didn't understand either.
Well, they didn't want him to get that last touchdown. I still think Bo Pelini has deep down a little something that he wanted to get back to Bill Snyder, and it's their last football game against each other. I'll bet there's no Nebraska-Kansas State football anywhere in the near future.
You know, I got a kick out of yesterday's papers down there saying, oh, the tradition since 1922 to play Nebraska. Yeah, after last night, folks, this deal's 78-15-2. 78 wins for Nebraska, 15 losses, 2 draws. That's not much of a tradition. That's not a rivalry.
We're going to talk a little bit more about the game here in a couple minutes with Monty Kratzenstein, the former Husker, does a weekly blog. You can keep up with him at the Kearney Hub website. We have him on the program from time to time to talk about all it is with the Huskers, and he's going to give us his thoughts here in a couple of minutes as well. Folks, I saw tailgating yesterday all over the place, Kansas State and Nebraska, with the coolest people, We're lounging in the big red chair that they have just got from BICO. Two locations in Grand Island on South Locust or North 281. In Hastings on Osborne Drive East across from Quality Hotel. And in York, just north of the I-80 interchange. What is the big red chair? A canvas and aluminum tailgating chair. Big and beautiful and glorious red, 60 inches tall, holds up to 400 pounds, plus there are six drink holders in the arms, comes with a carrying case, and a soft cooler, too. So once you get into that, baby, there's no reason to get out. It's perfect for tailgating. Dominate the tailgate with the BICO Big Red Chair. You can check it out online at BICOonline.com, and you spell it B-Y-C-O, B-Y-C-O-online.com. Want it for the next football game, your hunting trip, or just to hang out in the backyard? Nobody else has one, folks. Well, nobody that's as cool as you.
You know what?
Check it out, the Big Red Chair at BICO. Two locations, Grand Island, Hastings, York, BICOonline.com.
It's laying out here. Merrick's got it back in the bag. And I'm telling you, you put that thing over your arm, you look like you got a big red RPG or something. You're just coming in there like an artillery.
Looks like you're heading off Rambo style.
It really does.
Well, Taylor Martinez looked a little bit like Rambo the way he ripped through the K-State defense last night. Monty Kratzenstein, former Husker and current blogger, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we rip him away from his Husker lunch. Monty, good morning. How's it going?
Good, fellas. Current blogger. I don't know. I've never been called that before. Is that a good thing or bad thing?
Well, it's always good after a big red victory. Your thoughts, we've taken it different directions. Wins are great, and then you get down to breaking them down on how they occurred, and everything pretty much looked very, very good last night. We'll hear from the coach here in a few minutes and what he thought, and even most of what he said was positive. I think, Monty, the big thing here is that it was so much night and day from the South Dakota State game that everybody's initial reaction is going to be positive.
Yeah, well, I think so, and as you know, I always talk about how, you know, when you win, everything is just hunky-dory and wonderful, and when you lose or when you have a game like South Dakota State, you know, the sky is falling, and you know me, I try to stay somewhat in the middle. But there were several things that were surprising about last night and several things that are interesting, especially to me from the offensive standpoint.
We were talking with some of the adjustments that maybe they had made. Taylor looked, I mean, it all starts around Taylor. What were some of the things that you saw that they did different, or did they do a lot different there?
They did a lot different, and you know, I think from the fans sometimes watching it, you see a quarterback run the ball and it all looks the same. It's a little bit like Coach Osborne when he used to run the option. There used to be, you know, the play schematically from the outside looks very similar, but there's some different things going on, and that's what I saw last night. You know, some different ways that we block some things to create some angles. If you know, everybody's going to make a big deal out of Taylor Martinez, and they should. Kid was great, but how many tackles did he break? Not very many. We had so many plays where we had hats on hats, and we had guards and centers. Caputo, Poland, got him to the second level. You know, Keith Williams had some great blocks. Ricky Henry was good. And it was just some different scheme type of stuff that we did up front that was different. And again, it looks the same because it all starts with a fake handoff and a read sort of a thing. But the blocking scheme was different. That was something that I really liked seeing because it really helped us to have better angles, especially on those linebackers. You know, linebackers from K-State was not anywhere where they should have been, and they always had a guy on those guys, and the downfield blocking was just phenomenal.
Monty, do you agree or disagree with Doug's assessment earlier that we're going to have to spread the ball around more than we have been?
Well, I hate to disagree with a guy like Doug, but I sort of disagree in the fact that he's right from the standpoint of, yeah, Taylor Martinez has led the way. But I always look at the plays that are called and what – I don't look at the end result. I look at the plays that were called, the formations and those sorts of things. Our I-backs, running backs, have been very, very valuable throughout, and we've played well offensively. You know, Roy Hill had a great game, but he doesn't have to, or we don't want him to carry the ball 20 times a game. Rex Burkhead, you know, he could have had 100 yards easily if we would have chose to go that route. What surprised me a lot was the amount of times we threw to our wide receivers. You know, but our tight ends, we had three receivers, tight ends that caught balls. So I think there's some distribution. You know, everybody wants to talk about our quarterback because he has the gaudy statistics. But I really think this offense is so much more diverse than it has been in such a long time. I mean, way more diverse than even when you go back to running quarterbacks of, you know, Eric Crouch and Jamal Lord and those guys, we're very much more diverse in what we're doing formation-wise and scheme-wise than we were at those times.
Monty Krasenstein joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Monty, for Husker fan out there that always wants to nitpick and look at the negative side of things, what negative do you take out of last night's game, if any?
Well, kickoff coverage was bad, but that's something that's easily fixed. I mean, the good thing about kickoff coverage is, you know, if a guy doesn't perform, you put another guy there. And that's one of the reasons why we've got some competition for some of those special team spots that really will make that better. And we'll get that fixed. You know, again, I don't want to sound like I'm, you know, in Bo's hip pocket on this deal, but statistics do not tell the story. And Lavonte David is not as unbelievable as people want to make him out to be. He is a phenomenal athlete. But if you see about one out of every five plays, he takes a misstep and really gets blocked out of the play. And so, you know, if I want to be nitpicky, which, you know, we all Husker fans want to do, I will say our linebacker play still has room for improvement. I would certainly say our special teams, our return game has not been great. And I will say probably our production, obviously, from Niles Paul, which everybody likes to talk about also. But those would probably be the three things that if I'm picking, I'll pick those three.
Monty Krasenstein with us for another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show, breaking down Nebraska's 48-13 win last night over Kansas State, where the Huskers just went nuts with 587 total yards. Monty, for the fans out there, can you explain what the defense was doing? You see the offense look to the sidelines for check plays when they see the defense. And again, I'm still surprised that, just for fun, Kansas State didn't just snap the ball once when they were looking towards the sidelines. Explain what they were doing.
Well, it was a little bit of a chess game where Bill Snyder was really trying to he wanted to see where the pressure was going to come from. I think everybody realized that we weren't going to, even though our alignment initially said 6 men in the box, we put 7 men in the box at the snap a lot of times. Now, the difference was, where was that guy coming from? Sometimes it was P.J. Smith in the safety. Sometimes it was a corner fire. Sometimes it was Gomes. It came from a lot of different areas. And what Schneider was trying to do was go up there, act like he was running the play, and then see if he could recognize it and then shift his offensive play call. He didn't do it a lot, but I do agree that we didn't get our checks called or communicated very well a couple times. But I think a lot of that is because it was coming from the sideline, and it wasn't Lavonte David or Gomes, who was playing a lot more linebacker last night. You know, for example, if Will Compton is in there, we don't have to look to the sidelines and get that as much calls from the sidelines either. So, but, you know, it didn't hurt us. You know, again, we're kind of nitpicking a little bit here, but that was some of the stuff that was going on that we could see.
Monty, I'm going to go to the defensive side of the ball here and talk about our Kozak kid with Jared Crick. When you see a player play right in the middle from the nose tackle to the defensive tackle position and is continually sideline to sideline, he's always over there in a pile. Now, I know he learned from a good one, but he is really just I don't know that I've ever saw anyone over on the sidelines as much of a defensive lineman as much as I see Jared Crick. That is simply athleticism at its finest.
Well, the problem with being a defensive tackle or an inside guy, unless you're Ndamukong Suh, which was a total freak, and we won't see that in college football for a long time as far as his statistics, is you aren't going to get a lot of notoriety. I'll tell you what, the fact that Lavonte David has had so many tackles this year, that is attributed to Jared Crick. And I totally agree with you. That play he made on that fourth down, you know, the initial drive when it was a fourth down play, and whether you liked the call, and I hated the call, you know, getting Kaufman the ball out there in fourth and two or whatever. But Crick was right there. And that's exactly what you're talking about. And people that know football and the coaches and people like that know he's having as good a year as expected. He's been great.
Monty, we'll let you have some lunch, and we appreciate you giving us a few moments here on the Doug and Daddy Show to break things down. You got any thoughts on Texas? I think the closer we get, the scarier this is going to be, just because they're in a bad place, a place that they're kind of a wounded dog, wounded animal.
Absolutely, and they're talented. You know, they're very talented. It will be a dogfight. I wish some of the luster wouldn't have been taken off, but they're not taking care of their business, but. They're still Texas. It'll still be exciting. It will be crazy nuts. Can't wait. absolutely can't wait.
All right, Monty, take care. Have a great weekend.
All right. See you. Always talk. Good talk to you guys.
See ya. Monty Kratzenstein joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, breaking down the Huskers. We've got a lot more, including Pigskin Pick'em. Huh, let's see. We'll wait a little bit because I want to hear Daddy's selections. It's all coming up after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
There's nothing like cheering on the home team, UNK Lopers. The blue and gold is in town tonight, and Platte Valley State Bank, a community bank you can count on, reminds you to get with the crowd and get to the game and cheer on the UNK Lopers.
It's a Loper doubleheader tonight as the UNK volleyball team welcomes in Colorado Christian, first serve at the Health and Sports Center at 6. Then the women's soccer team kicks it off against Colorado Springs at Foster Field at 7. Come out and cheer on your UNK Lopers.
Saving money is important, but sometimes spending money makes good sense too. Like when you need a more reliable car, an energy-saving heat pump, or a first home. Sometimes you need help making these purchases, and that's when you need a reliable community bank. You need Platte Valley State Bank. Whether you need a short-term loan, a home equity line of credit, or a mortgage loan, Platte Valley State Bank will help you make sound and responsible choices. They have competitive rates and simple, straightforward programs. You can apply online or visit a personal banker. Good lending choices you can count on. That's Platte Valley State Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
I'm in the gym with some guys all 30 and older, asking them about the Charger Pack from Complete Nutrition.
My name's Brian. I'm 34. The Charger Pack helped me lose about 15 pounds. Really, I have more stamina than I did 5 years ago.
For guys 30 and older, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The Charger Pack increases energy levels, and you'll lose fat around your midsection for a stronger core.
Charger Night, I've been taking that now for 6 months, and I've never slept better. I think just a combination of that Charger product really sets the tone for what I need.
Take it from these guys. If you're a male, 30 and older, and you want to naturally lean up and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with a Charger Pack.
Complete Nutrition is located in Kearney at 41st and 2nd Avenue, north of Sunmart. 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348. Or CompleteNutrition.com.
Complete Nutrition.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops across the area today with a high of around 90 with south winds developing at 5 to 15. For tonight, skies turn partly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower or storm late with a low near 50. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Right now, 73.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Daddy's picks are, of course, Pigskin Pick'em overall coming up. Plus, we're going to hear from Coach Bo Pelini's comments after the game last night. As you're getting ready for the weekend and you need to eat, whether it's lunch or whether it's your evening meal, the place to get it done is Godfather's because they have their 650. Oh, hold on. Oh, so good. $6.50 buffet with salad bar, 7 days a week, 11 to 2 at Godfather's. Or if you want a delivery or pick up, dine at home, dine in, whatever, they're there for you. Open Fridays and Saturdays from 11 to 11 until 10 on Sunday nights. 234-9444. 234-9444. They've got room for private parties, so if you've got the folks coming up after a football game or after a volleyball game, they can do that for you. Full catering services and delivery every single day during their regular store hours. ESPN, that's what they've got on. They'll put on the baseball, they'll put on football, they'll put on whatever you want over the weekend. And don't forget to go to their website, godfatherspizza.com, and save money with online coupons. Save money on any size of pizza and many of their great items at Godfather's. Godfatherspizza.com, print the coupons off. It's that easy. Check out their buffet from 11 to 2 daily, 7 days a week. $6.50 includes the salad bar at Godfather's in Kearney, North 2nd and 42nd Street in the Archway Plaza. We go to the Debt Popper inbox. Delusional Husker fan chimes in and says, don't get me wrong, I love pounding the mild kittens and watching T-Magic run all over them, but the one thing I still worry about most is Taylor's ability to throw more than 15 yards downfield. He underthrew Reed on the touchdown, and his other two shots downfield weren't even close and looked just ugly. We're going to need to greatly improve our passing game to beat Texas and a couple others. Go Big Red. Your thoughts?
I'm sure the passing deal is a work in progress. They're working very, very hard on it, and they will continue to work hard on it. Yes, he did underthrow Kyler Reed. I think that Kyler Reed is so wide open, though. I'm sure that Taylor Martinez didn't want to zip the ball down there 4 feet over his head, so he might have backed off. Or
did you just say Tino Martinez?
Well, he throws a damn good ball, too. Taylor does. Taylor runs a little bit better than Tino does. But I'm sure he backed something off of it. Yeah, the next two passes down the field, probably right. Probably have some work to do there. But it's pretty obvious the dimension he adds with his legs are second to none. What are you going to do, take the kid out of the game?
Let's hear a few comments last night for Bo Pelidi on, first off, how he thought things went.
I thought we played pretty well. I thought there were a lot of good things on offense and defense. I didn't like the way we played special teams-wise. I was disappointed with some of the things that happened there. But overall, pretty good effort against a good football team. And but still, you know, it's still a work in progress. We still got a lot of things we can improve on.
How would you describe Taylor's night?
He made some mistakes, but he did a lot of good things, obviously. He ran for a lot of yards, and, I mean, he's an explosive player, and he creates some problems for defenses.
Well, did he make a mistake on the first touchdown? I don't know if it was his mistake, but, I mean, Burkett, I guess, went the wrong way, it looked like, and Taylor just kind of made something happen on the first touchdown, it looked like. I don't know.
No, that's a design play. That's the way. It's a little bit of misdirection there.
How about the defense on Daniel Thomas?
I thought we did some good things. They didn't, you know, we kind of got out ahead, which, you know, kind of takes him out of the game a little bit. But I thought overall our guys did, you know, played well against him. He's a good football player, though.
After a rough game last week in South Dakota State, how much did the offense kind of need a performance like this?
Well, I think as a football team we need it. You know, we weren't going to come in here and not play good football and win this game, you know, on the road against a good football team. And We practiced well, so we played well. Our attention to detail was there. Our guys were we played our type of football tonight.
Mo, any extra motivation knowing this is the last time you play these guys?
Well, no. I mean, we're a motivated football team because we have goals that we've set. And that's part of it. We're going to play all these teams in the Big 12, you know, for the last time in the near future. So, you know, there's probably motivation that way on both sides.
Well, how about the offensive line and more than 400 yards rushing tonight?
Well, I thought things were well blocked. I thought the plan was good. I thought the schemes were good, and our guys made plays.
Is there a game plan neutralizing Thomas coming in? I mean, obviously.
Well, you have to. I mean, he's a heck of a football player. I mean, he's probably as good a back as there is in the United States. So obviously, he was a guy that we were focused on trying to limit.
How important was it to get them out of their slowdown game where they were trying to really minimize the possessions in the first half?
Well, that's just part of how they play. And they do it well. You know, they were able to convert a couple third and shorts, third and mediums early on that kind of kept some drives going. And even though they weren't scoring points, they were using some clock. But, you know, when you make plays on offense and you kind of make, you know, you kind of get out ahead, it, you know, they had to speed it up a little bit.
Is that what you expected from Taylor, to bounce back like that after kind of a rough game last time?
Yeah, that's what I expected the whole team. Everybody was focused on Taylor. I mean, he was in that last game. It was, you know, that was a team effort. And it was a team effort tonight.
Now that this one is behind you, what are your thoughts about playing in Manhattan for the last time?
Well, you know, I haven't been here much. You know, I haven't played many times. I haven't been a part of this rivalry. But it's, you know, I mean, it's, you know, just by location, by what Coach Snyder's done with the Kansas State program, it's a shame, you know. But, you know, you move on. And but, you know, I thought it's a good rivalry on both sides. And it's part of the deal, I guess.
Well, what kind of an accomplishment is it to get to this next game unbeaten now? A lot of people have pointed toward your next game for a long time, and you made it up without, you know, unbeaten.
Well, that was our goal. His goal was always to win them all. And, you know, we know that's a heck of a football team that's coming into Lincoln in however many days, 10 days, whatever it is. And it just showed we've taken care of business up to this point, but we got to keep getting better. And
what was your motivation to going up to the hurry-up offense a little bit there in the second half?
It was just, you know, a little bit of change of pace. You know, try to get the defense back on their heels a little bit. And I thought it did some good things for us. You know, we practiced that a lot, and that wasn't necessarily a hurry-up offense. It's just a way of, you know, jumping up on the ball and, once again, trying to just get them off balance a little bit.
That is Bo Pelini, Nebraska head football coach. Some of his comments after last night's 48-13 win over Kansas State, which was a bigger destruction in the second half than it was in the first half. Plus, McCook's Josh Cherry made a couple of field goals as positives last night for Kansas State. The 48-yarder was a career long for Josh Cherry, which I was surprised when they announced that, but that is the case. He made a 46 and a 48-er, and neither one of them had problems getting through. They were hooked right through there, plenty of distance. So good for him. I know he probably had motivation playing Nebraska. Matt Bowman from Kearney Catholic, saw him on the sideline, didn't get a chance to talk to him, but he's hoping that he'll get to take a chance and play some good downs for K-State in the future.
Two things. First of all, the loudest cheer in the second half was when they announced the crop judging team that was national champions.
They introduced a lot of people during the time. I thought Nebraska did a lot during timeouts. K-State had something going on all the time. The men's basketball team was introduced. The crop judging team was introduced. I don't know how many other things were introduced. I didn't know. You know they got equestrian and rowing at K-State?
Which is lovely this time.
Not just crop judging, but they have that as well. And yeah, it is in season. Their student section, I'm not sure, but I think it's GA. Because they were lined up way before the gates opened, rushed in there, sung happy birthday to Bill Snyder, made crude remarks about Nebraska a lot. The folks that get to a lot of Nebraska road games say, yeah, they're in the top two or three most unfriendly places to go. And unfriendly can be taken in a bunch of different ways, but there was some crudeness, definitely, from K-State people.
Yeah, you talk about Josh Cherry's 48-yarder. Doug, before the game, we got a chance to see Henry go out. I'm telling you what, guys, this could be a obviously, Alex Henry's going to get a chance to make a lot of money on Sundays. He was knocking through 60-yarders. Doug, you and I both watched it. I think he hit three in a row from back there. And these balls were not eking over the crossbar.
Yeah, he was pounding it like he
there was a south wind. We were at the south end, or the north wind. Or there was a south wind. We were at the north end zone. So he did have a tailwind behind him a little bit, but it wasn't like the wind was howling.
Yeah, there you go. One other interesting stat from the game last night. Nebraska's scoring drives in the third quarter. This is the length of Nebraska's three touchdown drives in the third quarter. 58 seconds, 10 seconds, 48 seconds.
I heard the third quarter was six plays, 241 yards. Big plays. Hey.
Let's do your picks. Let's do your picks, and then we're going to have Pigskin Pick'em coming up. Daddy, we need to get you back on the right side of 500.
That's
what do you
right.
got for us?
Well, I'm going to start with Texas A&M at Arkansas. You know what? Arkansas is coming off that tough loss to number one Alabama where they were up 20-7. Jared Johnson, five touchdowns in the last out. But he had five turnovers as well. Five turnovers. Jared Johnson. He's out of the Heisman race with those five turnovers on national TV. I will take Arkansas minus the 5 points and think the SEC is just better than that Big 12 South team. Virginia versus Texas Tech. The last six Yellow Jacket games, the underdog is 6-0. Why not take the underdog in this one? You're getting 10 points. I'll take the Virginia Cavaliers. Tennessee at Georgia, four straight losses for the Bulldogs. Four straight losses, Mark Richt's farewell tour. He's gone. He's fired. Tennessee, they're going to rebound after last week. They're going to be fired up to get back out there and play another football game. You're getting 11 points with that one. I'm fired up. Take the Tennessee Volunteers. Utah, minus 6 at Iowa State. The question really is, how good is Texas Tech? We don't know that yet, and I don't know that they're all that good. Utah minus the 6 points. I'll take Utah on
really?
The road.
Texas Tech isn't all that. Huh, okay, anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
You said Colorado's going to win the deal for the last 6 years. Every year we've done this show, you've said Colorado's going to win the North.
No. I said Texas Tech, square peg, round hole. Admit it.
Yes, okay. You're right on that one. Yeah, of the 38 things, you single out the one that you're right on. In the NFL, the Rams at Detroit. Detroit's been so close. Finally, the Detroit Lions, they're favored by 3. They stand up. They get a victory at home for the Ford Field crowd. Minus the 3. I lay the 3 points. I take the Lions. The Jaguars at Buffalo. This is a Jaguar team that needed a 59-yard field goal from Josh Scobie to beat the Indianapolis Colts. They got the 59-yard field goal. They seem to be a better football team than the Buffalo Bills. I know it's on the road, but I'll take the Jacksonville Jaguars. Kansas City, the last undefeated team in the NFL at Indianapolis. There's going to be no undefeated teams after this weekend. Peyton Manning gets it rolling on this Chiefs defense. It's been awfully good so far this year, but they haven't saw anything like Peyton Manning. I lay the 8 points. I take the Indianapolis Colts. So, in the college ranks, Arkansas, Virginia, Tennessee, and Utah. In the pros, Detroit, Jacksonville, and Indianapolis. Those are my college and NFL selections.
Good luck with those. Good luck. It is time for Pigskin Pick'em on the Doug and Daddy Show. But before we get into that, Daddy, tailgating for the Hastings College homecoming. It's going on this weekend, or the high school game tonight. Don't forget to load it up at Troutman's.
Maybe you're heading to Shadron. Load it up before you go. They're waiting for you. You want to pack in quality aged steaks. They're minimally aged, 30 days. Peak flavor and tenderness. Burgers, steaks. They've got all the sauces, all the spices for your needs. Maybe you need some butt rub. They've got it. Troutman's Quality Meats, brats, Italian, jalapeno, andouille. Plus, they've got the Green Mountain Grill. Ask Kerry about it. He uses the Green Mountain Grill. He can tell you all about it, show you what you need to do. A wonderful selection of all the pellets that go into that Green Mountain Grill. Flavor it the way you want to flavor it. Troutman's Quality Meats, USDA certified Angus beef, for you. Check out the nice selection of domestic and imported wines to choose from, along all the beer in the cooler as well. Try the root beer as well. Try the baked beans. Try all the salads they've got there. They've got them all. Chicken salad, ham salad. They've got it all. Troutman's Quality Meats. Maybe you're looking for some crab legs. Maybe you're looking for some walleye. They've got it too. Seafood selection as well. Troutman's Quality Meat, a girl's best friend.
Get in now for Doug and Daddy's Pigskin Pick'em Contest, 888-455-ESPN. That's 888-455-3776. If you have not went up against us so far this year, you're eligible. Here is your trivia question. Nebraska's sellout streak. We just talked about Nebraska's sellout streak is going to have to upgrade because of the additions that they're going to make to the stadium. They're making these additions to the stadium in a news conference that Tom Osborne had earlier this morning, adding up to about 5,000 seats. Nebraska's current sellout streak is like at 5 billion. What year did Nebraska's sellout streak begin? What year did Nebraska's football sellout streak begin? We'll be back with more after this.
A message to all of you who don't have blazing foot speed and supernatural strength. You're probably not going to get a football scholarship. But you do have a chance to win some tuition this college football season in Dr. Pepper's $1 million tuition giveaway. Go to drpepper.com. Tell us why you should be one of the winners. There's nothing like a free ride. There's nothing like a pepper. No purchase necessary. Go to drpepper.com for details.
Not all brake pads are created equal. Upgrade all four wheels to select Napa premium brake pads at Midas and save $50 by mail-in rebate. They're formulated with premium friction materials for a longer life and quiet, clean braking. Now with a mail-in rebate for up to $50. That's the Midas touch.
Napa mail-in rebate for $25 off per axle, valid for purchases between 9/20 and 10/22. See manager for rebate form. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
It might have started as a little pebble hitting the windshield, and then you see it. A crack spreading right across your vision line. Well, B&B Glass Incorporated will fill your crack.
Wouldn't that be in poor taste?
You got a busted window? B&B will replace it. A chip? B&B will repair it. But that's not all. With B&B's Anytime Emergency Glass Service, anytime circumstances present you with a pain in the glass, call B&B Glass for tint, replacement, or repair.
B&B Glass, located at 922 Central in Kearney.
Nothing gets the heart pumping more than pulling in a Master Angler bass or standing 20 yards away from a huge buck or even a boat full of college girls sitting in your new boat. But it all starts at the Boathouse in Grand Island. From live bait lures and boats to hunting decoys, scents, calls, and blinds, the Boathouse offers you the supplies to be successful this season. And don't forget, ask Tim about winterizing your boat. Stop into the Boathouse today, North Highway 281 in Grand Island, where the fun season never ends.
Sunshine develops across the area today with a high of around 90 with south winds developing at 5 to 15. For tonight, skies turn partly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower or storm late with a low near 50. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Right now, 73.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're over. We got to get moving here. The answer to our trivia question, 1962. Is when Nebraska's sellout streak began. Lauren was the knew the correct answer and wins a Big Daly's combo meal just for qualifying on our Pigskin Pick'em located at 3905 North 2nd Avenue in Kearney on top of the hill. Also two locations in Hastings at 801 West 2nd and at 610 East South Street. And Lauren, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, let's do some picking here. I don't know. We had some weird games this week, so let's get after it. We'll start with the game tomorrow here on ESPN Radio. It is Michigan taking on Michigan State. Who you got?
I'll take Michigan State.
Daddy, who you got?
Oh, this is a tough one. I think they've won the last two in this series. I'm going to take the home team in Michigan.
You like Michigan? Yeah, Michigan seems to be playing pretty good. I'll take them. Clemson at North Carolina. I'm taking Clemson, Daddy, even though North Carolina is a slight favorite.
I'm going to take North Carolina at home.
Lauren.
North Carolina.
Colorado at Missouri. Daddy, who you got?
I'm going to take the Missouri Tigers.
I'm taking Colorado. Lauren, who you got?
I don't want either one of them to win, but I'll take Missouri.
All right. Alabama, can they stay number one another week there at South Carolina? Who you like, Lauren?
Alabama.
Yeah, I'm going to take Alabama. Daddy?
I as well.
Good. South Carolina probably win. LSU at Florida. I'm taking Florida. Daddy?
Oh, I hate this. I'm going to take Florida at home, but I don't like that. LSU could be an upset special.
Yeah. Step out there on the limb. Lauren, who you got?
I'll take Florida, but LSU will probably blow it.
Arizona State at Washington. Washington is a slight favorite here. Daddy, who you got?
They're so bad. I'm taking Arizona State.
Lauren, who you got?
Where was that at?
Arizona State at Washington.
I'll take Washington.
I have Washington as well. I was with you, Tony. I thought Arizona State's got to be the better football team, but the Pac-10, who knows? Locker will probably have a huge day. Pittsburgh at Notre Dame is the next game on the schedule. Daddy, who you got?
Okay, see, this is the one I want them both to lose in, too. But I will take Notre Dame.
I'll take Notre Dame. Lauren, who you got?
Irish Ken says Notre Dame.
Irish Ken is wrong a lot. Baylor at Texas Tech. Daddy, I'm going to continue where I thought Texas Tech was going to struggle this year. This is the game that Baylor has to win if they're going to get out of the cellar. They have to win this game. Texas Tech probably going to throw on them. Baylor's Robert Griffin could have a huge game. Maybe Griffin takes over the Daniel Thomas spot with a huge game here and a chance at Offensive Player of the Year. And remember, Taylor Martinez is probably leading that right now. A guy that wasn't even on the radar, as we both said at the beginning of the year, is probably going to win this award. So Taylor's got a chance at it. Who you got? Baylor at Texas Tech. I'm taking Baylor. Lauren, who you got?
I'll take Tech.
Daddy?
I'm going to take Tech, too.
Texas A&M at Arkansas. Daddy, who you got?
I've got Arkansas already, so yeah. I'll take them.
This should be a blowout. This should be a blowout, but the games that they both came off of, who knows? I can't believe Arkansas is less than a touchdown favorite here. I'm taking Arkansas. Lauren, what about you?
Arkansas.
And big game tomorrow night. Both these teams may be back in the right spot to in the top 20. Florida State at Miami of Florida. I'm taking Miami. Lauren, who you got?
Miami.
Daddy?
I'm going to take the Canes as well. I like Randy Shannon.
All right, it's tiebreaker time since the Huskers played last night. We're going to fight another game. Why not bring in those Iowa State Cyclones that Daddy was talking about? Let's take the obscure Utah at Iowa State. Total points in the football game. The over-under is around 54, 55. Lauren, what do you got?
I'll go 60 on the money.
60. You are much closer to Daddy's picks than mine. I selected 46 in a lower-scoring game. Daddy?
I wrote 63 down.
Now that means Lauren's got a lot of room there in the middle to jab us, if it comes to a tiebreaker, which I'm sure that it won't. Hey, Lauren, congratulations. You're already the winner of a Big Daddy's Deli combo meal. Enjoy it. They're the home of a bazillion sandwiches, so definitely something you'll like there. And best of luck this weekend.
Yeah, thanks. Have a good weekend, guys.
Hey, maybe the Wildcats can rebound this weekend for you, okay, bud?
Tough game.
Hey, take care. We'll see you. Doug and Daddy show there are a couple of other sports items. The University of Connecticut this morning says its men's basketball program committed major NCAA recruiting violations and has imposed sanctions on itself, including 2 years probation and loss of one scholarship for the next two seasons. But the university says the evidence does not support the NCAA allegation that Coach Jim Calhoun failed to promote an atmosphere for compliance. In baseball, the two National League series continue today. Cincinnati-Philadelphia 5:05 tonight. Atlanta game 2 at San Francisco at 8:35. We've told you all about the football. UNK, as far as the Nebraska perspective, UNK is at Chadron tomorrow. Hastings College will host Midland. Volleyball, UNK put the beat down on Bellevue last night, 25-8, 16, and 13. They'll host Colorado Christian tonight. Hastings is on the road this weekend. The Husker volleyball team will host Texas A&M tomorrow. Soccer, Hastings is home this weekend. UNK has the Colorado Springs Club coming in tonight, a night game at 7. And then Sunday, New Mexico Highlands comes in at 12 noon. High school football on the air tonight. ESPN 1460, Donovan Trumbull at Kearney Catholic. ESPN 1550, York is at Hastings. Adams Central at Holdridge. Should be a great game on 1230 KHAS. On the FM dial, unbeaten Loup City takes on Pleasanton on Classic Hits 98.9. And another top 10 battle on the Breeze, 94.5. Silver Lake is at Giltner. Kearney High heading out to North Platte tonight. Also, Thayer Central is at St. Cecilia. Grand Island's at Lincoln High. Aurora's at Northwest. Sandy Creek's at Central Catholic. Heartland Lutheran has enough kids back, it sounds like. They will play their game at Litchfield tonight. Lexington's at McCook. Sometimes that's a big game. Lexington's struggling a little bit this year, Tony.
Yeah, I think McCook, you know, certainly holds serve in that one on their home field.
Gibbons at Minden, that could be for the district title. Gibbons will have to step up, even though they've got such a good record and have come off that exciting win last week against Lincoln Lutheran. So that's going on tonight. Ravenna's at Wood River. Axtell's at Palmer. Two outstanding playoff teams last year that are struggling this year. And the Battle of Unbeatens in Class D, the big game tonight. Overton is at Alma. On the other side, Elwood's at Elm Creek. Somebody gets a chance to get in the win column there. So best of luck. Loomis is at Amherst. And those are among some of the big games tonight. Tri-City Storm home the next two nights. They host Green Bay tonight, Youngstown tomorrow. Tomorrow night's game on Classic Hits 98.9. Tonight on KLPR, the Loper radio station. Daddy, you going to get a chance to see some hockey tomorrow?
I'm going to certainly try. Yeah, I'm going to go. Hopefully, we're going to see quite a bit of college football tomorrow, too.
Also, district softball wraps up today. So that's what's going on.
If you're at another game tonight, Valentino Scoring Hotline, if you got a pen with you right now and you don't have a pen when we say it, 646-0506 is the number. You can text, you can leave a message. We don't know how it works. Don't worry about how it works, but it works. We will pass the scores along. If you want to hear your score, we say it all night long on all of the stations. We try and pass those along to you.
That's right, and then the Friday Night Scoreboard Show, that's 308-646-0506. We just need to know the score of your game, where you're at in the game. You know, hey, say it's 7-7, end of one. And we'll pass that along. People always want to know the scores from the nearby towns, and that's how we do it. 308-646-0506. I want to thank Monty Kratzenstein for joining us on the show today. All the emails, and best of luck to everybody this weekend. Enjoy one of the beautiful weekends of this fall, and we will see you on Monday. Merkin Morris with us for Loper and Hastings College Football.
Hey, we'll see you Monday to recap everything in sports, including the NFL. 14-16 Kearney, 15-15 Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.